Welcome home. All right, we have a couple thank you cards to read out. Dear friends, you are a blessing. Thank you for the thoughtful gift of the cozy throw to keep one cozy and warm when relaxing in my chair. Abundant blessings to you, Pastor. Is that Peter Miller?
Yep.
Pastor Peter Miller. And then, even though you did not have to do it, you did it anyway, and it was much appreciated. Dear Blanket Ministry, thank you for the blanket. I'm grateful for your thoughtfulness and generosity. Dennis Bishop. I have no idea who those people are, but it's amazing how you get feedback from people about the Blanket Ministry and how many people it touches. Okay, don't forget to use the Next Step cards. They're on the back of your chairs if you're visiting, if you have any questions, prayer requests, or if you want to get any further information on what goes on at the church. Divorce Care meets Wednesdays from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and that's here at the church. New Family Hour study starts next week. Jason Quintel will be following along with Pastor's Daniel study. Join us at 9 a.m. That's good, because then when you come in here, you can play Stump the Pastor. Men's Outdoor Work Day. I do a lot with men's ministry, and one thing they've always have said, if you want to increase your men's ministry, increase your calories. So the deacons have decided that this year we're going to host, or they are going to host, an outdoor work day. We just did the indoor this past weekend, and thank you to all those that helped out. So the men's outdoor work day, we're of course going to work in the morning, and we're going to cap it off with a lunch special of barbecued spare ribs and whatever else we can conjure together with that. So, but anyway, so come for a good day of fellowship, a good day of work, and we do have some, not major projects, but, you know, 2-3 hour projects we want to get done on the outside of the church. Baptism and membership classes begin May 5th. See pastor if you're interested in attending. And then the Maundy Thursday service and the Cantana recordings will be available on the PCBC YouTube channel by tonight. A church-wide email will go out with a link to the YouTube channel so that you can view those if you want to. Please see Sheila if you want to get a DVD of that recording also. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm glad you're here. Are we rested, alive, alert, and alert and enthusiastic today? Well, I hope so. This is kind of, you know how I've been talking about God sightings, and God sightings are when you see God answer prayer or when you see the Lord work in a providential way. God brings someone into your life and you have a conversation that may be about spiritual things, or you serve God in a way, like for the many people that have been involved in our Easter week activities. Do you know the statistics show that you're Of all churches, doesn't matter their size, that only 10% of the church people actually do service and ministry. 10%. So it doesn't matter if you're a church of 10,000 or a church of 100. Only 10% of people do ministry. But when I took this last week, all the people that were involved in the activities that took place during Easter, the 24/7 prayer week, when I added up the 35 people that were praying, when I added up and not doubling, when I added up everybody that was in the drama during that week, the people that were involved in serving and getting ready and cleaning and moving tables and getting breakfast ready for us, when I counted up the sunrise service and the Easter Sunday with the choir and the drama and the narrations, we had 80% of our church body actually serving the Lord. And to me, that's a God sighting, because that's not happening in other churches. And you don't have to be a big church to have a great sighting of God. You just have to be open and willing and looking for the Lord to be working. So this service today is special in that we're going to do it in three parts. We're going to have a show-and-tell time. You remember show-and-tell as a kid? You know, where you had to get up there and show your favorite stuffed animal, or maybe your Christmas present or whatever it was that you would show-and-tell during kindergarten. But we're going to show-and-tell in this way. We're going to have the first part of our service is going to be singing and hymn sing. And so we're going to ask you to show and tell during that time. And I even want to encourage you, if you would like to, instead of just shouting out a number to him sing, if your song, for example, is It Is Well, tell us why you like the song. Give a little bit of glory to God this morning and tell us why you like the song. Well, verse 3 says, my sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. That's why I love that song. So if you can give one of those with your hymns this morning, shout it out. Shout it out. We're going to, second part of our service, we're going to open up for testimonies, and it's not normally what we do. Normally you hear me tell everything and preach from the scriptures, but what we want you to do is to share your God sightings. I have a few people that will get us started that I asked to be prepared ahead of time, and when we get to that part of the service, it's just going to be a testimony time, and we're going to have mics. We'll have hopefully two mics running around to catch everybody's words as you share. And then also, the last part of the service is going to be our communion time, where we're going to be sharing what God is doing. And all of us, of course, 100% participation in communion as we humble ourselves before God and magnify Him. And I just for your understanding of what God sightings are, what is that picture of? It's your hamburgers. That's what you're going to have for lunch, right? Okay. Now, squint at it. Squint at it. It's a face of Jesus. Do you see it? Oh. Well, what's that a picture of? Oh, that's a picture of all these couples, and they're having a pizza party. Squint at it. Squint at it. It's the face of Jesus. Okay, that's what we're doing today. We're not focusing on ourselves. We're focusing on God's sightings. So get your heart ready. And let's bring up the scripture. And let's stand together. And I'm going to read the scripture for us. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. No, we're going to read it together. Here we go. Psalm 107, verses 1 through 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord
say so.
He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Hey, guess what we used to be called? Four Winds Tavern. So we're asking God to show up today from the east, west, north, and south. Amen?
Amen.
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 Let's begin our service with praise.
Jesus and His glory, oh, Jesus and His love, I love to tell the
is, can y'all hear me? Thank you, Tim. So, hymn sing, remember, when you call out your number, share why that's one of your favorite hymns. Anyone want to start? Yes, Sandy. 213, she knows it by heart. She doesn't even have to look. Oh, because he lives. Got you through what? When Amy was in the NICU, verse 2. All right. So let's do verse 2 then.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face and serve.
Four, I heard 495. We'll get to you. 495, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, Heaven Came Down. Karen's favorite song, Heaven Came Down. Is that because you can't wait to get to heaven, Karen? No, why? She just loves it. Here we go.
Wonderful day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I'm telling, he made all the darkness depart.
There was someone over here who called out. Right? Yes, Mike.
202, Amazing Grace.
And why?
God can save a wretch like me, he can save anybody.
In case you didn't hear that, he said, if God can save a wretch like me, he can save anyone. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Let's do the last verse, when we've been there.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise.
Glorious. That's going to be amazing. Over here. Karen, 43. Why? Great is thy faithfulness, because his mercies are new every morning. Another? We're waiting for you, Bob. And the name of that?
Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Wonderful Grace of Jesus. And why? It reminds him of his youth and all the hymn sings that he played with his mom.
And can I say it's fun to just do all the moving parts?
That's right.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin.
Thank you, Bob. Well, wonderful hymn sing. Oh, wait, can we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, go, Dave. Say again. Just flip back a few pages. So Dave said the reason he loves this song, it reminded him this morning. Say again, Dave. Yeah, there is a fountain. What we picture when we see the baptism, what we see there.
Sing one for me.
Well, they faith, already did. Great is thy faith.
I know. Faith is a victory.
Faith
is a victory, and we'll all stand up for it.
What number do we know?
486, I think. Yeah.
That's a good piano player. He has all those hymns memorized by number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
as we go into this next part, we were focusing on verse 3 of Psalm 107 that says, let the redeemed of the Lord what? Say so. And sometimes it's just my interactive imagination. I like, you know, when my wife says, say grace, and I go, grace. Okay. So when I hear, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, I want to go, so! I want to shout out. I want to tell out what God is doing. I want to repeat it like my grandson Pete. We call him Repeat because
he just repeats everything his
daughter says. And sometimes he doesn't shut it off. Sometimes he just keeps saying it. And, you know, he'll go, can I have that? 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 And you're like, okay, Pete's on repeat. Well, we're doing the same thing. As we transition into this next part, I want us to be, and first of all, in prayer, I want to share with you a couple prayer requests, and then I'm going to lead us in prayer. Let's remember Camp Haycock, Tuesday night, Dave, they're having another, I don't know what they call this. They call them hearings.
Yeah.
Basically another hearing where lawyers are involved and people are being asked to speak out on both sides. And of course, Dave has asked some of our church folks to be speaking out. But you have to be a member of Springfield Township. They're not just going to let anybody. And so would you be in prayer for them? Because they are going through just a real difficulty. And if you haven't noticed the signs, they keep popping up all over the place in the most unexpected places. And I looked at one of the signs, and it says trash or sewage, traffic, you know, vote against it. And I'm thinking, you know, that Camp Haycock isn't, it's not like we're bringing in Walmart. You know what I'm saying? And we're just gonna overload the whole system, you know, with hundreds of thousands of people. They're just asking the Lord to bless their ministry and their camp, and just to let them improve. And they're not even improving and developing the whole 200 acres. They're just asking for less than, I think the percentage was less than 17%. Of their land, and the improvements they're doing are just simple building improvements, and it's not, well, you know how the world is, and so just keep them in prayer. And also, I wanted to thank everybody who was here cleaning for our cleaning, spring cleaning. I know that a lot of you unsung heroes did a lot of work, and there are some things that we found that if you own. We put them on a cart out here. Find those things again and take them home, because we don't. I hate to threaten you, but we don't. They're going to go in the garbage bin. We're going to pitch them. So if you have something missing that you've been looking for, or you forgot your pan for the potluck, make sure that you check and get those things. And I still need some help with cleaning the apartments upstairs. We have an opportunity for missionaries that might be coming in April. And that needs to be done as soon as anybody can help us out. And it just needs to be cleaning of both apartments, refreshing it. You don't have to do linens or anything, but just in cleaning the bathrooms and dusting and vacuuming and making everything look nice and crisp and prim and proper. We would appreciate that, because we do have several inquiries to use the both apartments this summer, and so we want to make sure that we're ready to go on that ministry. So let's and I wanted to say, there's my God sighting right there. Lizzie's back with us after a really difficult week in the hospital, so we're glad you're with us, Lizzie. All right, so let's pray together. Father God, I praise you and I thank you that you are such a great God. We stand in awe of you today, seeking the wonder of your majesty and your truth. Thank you that all blessings and power are yours, and you bless us so much by your mighty hand. We stand and thank you for Jesus, who's our greatest need, whom we don't boast of anything except, as Paul says, in the cross of Jesus Christ. And we realize that because he's the reason that we stand in righteousness. He's the reason that our sins are forgiven. Thank you so much that you chose us, and that He died for us, and that he rose again and gives us new life and living resurrection power. And Father, thank you so much for working in our lives and answering prayer. A hymn that I mentioned last week that I love is Near the Cross. And one of the verses says, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Bring its scenes before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow over me. Father, we want that today, even as we gather together as your people, to show and tell our love and our blessings and our God sightings. Father, I just pray that you would take away the fear that often we feel or the nervousness, and just override that and allow Jesus Christ's name to be magnified and praised. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to answer prayer. Thank you for Lizzie. Thank you for Isaiah. Thank you for even Holly's and Leonard's grandson, or grandchild that was supposed to be born. It would have been Josh's sister. That we'd been praying for them to have a baby for years because they were seeking in vitro. And Father, that the baby was born this last weekend. We give you praise for that. And Lord, we also thank you so much, just as Sandy mentioned, just the little ones that you've been blessing in our church. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for your mercies and your grace. Father, we pray that you would be with the cancer patients. We pray, Lord, that you would also be with the ministries like the divorce care that's starting. May it reach out and touch lives, even as Grief Share has. Lord, we pray that you would also be with our missionaries. And I think of Haycock Camp because of what they're facing and just the difficulties, Lord. We just pray that you would be with Dave and his family and everyone that works there, staff, even our bookkeeper, Tracy. And we just pray, Lord, that you would, again, bring a calmness, bring a godliness to the situation that has turned so volatile and ugly. And Lord, I just pray that you would keep everyone involved in these decisions, and even those that are going to be standing and testifying of Camp Haycock and its goods and its benefits, Lord, that you would use that to change hearts that seem to be prejudiced against the camp. Lord, we also pray that you would bless, even as, you know, we think of this week and the national news and we see the continued wars that are taking place around the world. We see the continual concerns, and even some of us need awakening like the earthquake that we experienced this week. We need our lives shaken up for Jesus. And so, Lord, we praise you and give you thanks for everything. Make us a church that is a church of prayer. Allow us to be a church that wants to shout out our love for Jesus in such a real way that others really stand up and take notice. Father, keep us as your lighthouse. Keep us as your salt, and bless us even today as we pray. And Father, as I close this prayer, may those redeemed of the Lord so say, Amen. Amen. All right, Psalm 115. And I'm going to start this psalm. This is a reminder that we don't point to ourselves. Who do we give credit and glory to? God. Not unto us, it says, O Lord. Not unto us. That's a double negative. That's a don't think of it. Don't, God forbid, in some translations, which is a New Testament way of saying, no way, Jose. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy and because of your truth. If you follow along.
Why should they not say, so where is their God?
But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see.
They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell.
They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Nor do they mutter through their throat.
Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them.
Okay, I'm going to do just a small preach right here. Did you notice the description that the psalmist said? You know, these idols are dumb. They have hands, but they don't hold you. They don't touch you. They have eyes, but they don't see you. They have ears, they don't hear. And did you notice what you just read? That those who put their trust in them are what? Like them. Man, we live in a fallen world, don't we? And we see that every day. So let's pray that God's word would aliven us. And so the psalmist goes on, O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield.
O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield.
You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. Why? He is their help and their shield.
The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron.
He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great.
May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children.
And may you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens,
even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men.
The dead do not praise the Lord, nor any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. In the Hebrew, it's hallelujah. Let's continue to sing.
How I love the voice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. He declares his work is finished. He has spoken this hope to me. Though the sun had ceased its shining, though the war appeared as lost, Christ has triumphed over evil. It was finished upon
Children are dismissed for children's church. praise the Lord. We will glory not on in ourselves, but we're going to glory in the cross. We're going to glory in Him. So we're going to take some time now, and I'm going to ask you if you would share God sightings or maybe something that God had given you as a blessing, even if you want to share your testimony, if you don't have anything that you feel like you can share, but you want to just share your testimony of salvation, this is a time to stand up and say so. This is a moment where you don't have to worry about feeling nervous, because we're all your brothers and sisters in Christ, and any one of us getting up would feel nervous. But I'm going to actually ask Jason, a.k.a. friend Josh, if you were in Family Hour, you would understand. So you got to come to Family Hour, okay? But I asked him if he would give a God sighting, so I'm going to have Jason share with us. We're bringing the mic to you, and just share God sighting from this last week, the 24/7 prayer week or the Easter week.
God sighting, I think Pastor and I got to spend the week praying during Easter, waking up early, 4 a.m., and just really digging into His Word and just giving thanks and just praying about a lot of things, and I feel it just really drew us closer to Him and helped us to really walk in His will, and I'm just very thankful to just continually be refined and renewing of our minds. So,
Anybody else? Want to share? Okay, I'm going to go to Mike first and then to you, Zach.
I just had a God sighting. It was just the way God worked through Zach. He had like a premonition, a forethought of putting together those Easter services, and he took his time and he made us meals, and just the things that Zach did, God was working through him clearly. And, you know, I think everyone who saw either the cantata or the Easter service or the Monday, Thursday, really saw Zach's vision come to light. So it's just the way God worked through Zach. I was really proud of him.
Okay, now you got to follow that, huh?
Well, thank you, Mike. Just think, less than 2 months ago, I was up on that stage and Brenda behind me saying two things that this church hasn't done or hasn't done for a long time. Putting it in God's hands and saying, let's make this happen. Pastor and I and Brenda sat here Thursday night, and he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go make you guys more bulletins. We're going to need them. Well, look at what God did. Look at what God brought in. Look at what happened. Yeah. So I want to, on the logistic end, thank particularly Brenda and Julia, who really stepped up to help support. The vision is great, and that's important, and thank you, Mike. God bless you. Thank you. But without those helping to make it happen, we wouldn't be here. Everyone who joined in, like Pastor said, look at the people that don't normally do that kind of stuff. But not just that they did it. Look at what it did. There were people blessed. There were people in tears. There were people praising. There were people shouting out. What an amazing blessing that this church, what did Pastor say a couple weeks ago? People are saying things are happening. Things are happening. So thank you to everyone who made that all happen. It was a tremendous blessing, and just great job, everyone, that made something really special this past week.
Anyone else? Okay, Marion, hang on.
This is, I guess, God working through me. I have a friend. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Okay. I have a friend who has been struggling. She's having a hard time within her family, and I'm not going to give details. She doesn't belong to this church, but she's a friend of mine, and she called me to tell me that she just can't pray anymore. She doesn't have the words. She doesn't know what to say, and she needs help. And I said, you just did what you need to do. You put, dear Lord, I don't know what to say. Help me. And then say, please, Lord, thank you. And that was right before Easter. She called me Easter morning to say she prayed. And I think that was definitely a God. He worked through me. It wasn't me. It really wasn't. It was God.
Yep.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Yep. Look, it's on.
Sorry. I saw a show. I don't know. This eclipse tomorrow has some signs to it. Jesus said the sign of Jonah. And there's a show. This guy named Pastor Troy Brewer. He said all kinds of things where they cross. The one from 17 and the one tomorrow night. They cross in an area called Little Egypt. There's going to be seven towns called Nineveh. That I think there's a show tomorrow night is prophecy night for me on the TV. There's a lot of prophecy shows, so that I think maybe everybody can watch. You know, maybe see those signs. It's going to be happening tomorrow. With the eclipse itself is just an eclipse, but where it's covering and going. So just I just happened to. That's special to me.
Okay, thanks. anybody else? Come on. Easter. She wants to share and thank the Lord for Easter. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome, Karen. Over here. You're welcome.
As you know, I think we all know we have a wonderful church family, and it takes a while for all of us to get to know each other, but especially when you get to be an old gal as I am, and by yourself, there are times when people reach out, and Wednesday, I believe it was, my dear friend Mark over there called. We'd had a lot of rain. He just called to ask if I was doing okay, needed any help because he got home early, and it just meant a great deal coming from that. And I also wasn't just recently, but our dear Joe, who does so much for her family, as we all know, we just quite can't believe how she does it, but she even calls me from time to time to say, how you doing? And she's the one who really needs a lot of prayer and help, but she just manages to rise above it. So I think we have a lot to be thankful for.
We do. A lot to be thankful for. Thank you, Jackie. Others? Let the redeemed of the Lord what? Say so. So.
It has been an up and down week, as you know, and I'm grateful for our Lord. But a friend of mine who doesn't walk with God, I met with yesterday. And a God sighting appeared because she said, I know she's been under distress because of family issues. And she said, I'm even reading the Bible. I'm like, that's a God sighting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad for her that she's going in the right direction, I'm hoping.
Amen.
And I do praise God because he spared her once more from surgery. So that was definitely answer prayer. And I thank everybody here for all the love and support you've given us. Thank you.
So I'm going to ask a question. Anybody that has been doing any of the ministries, even Bible Club, and you would like to share something from the ministries that you've been serving in? Anybody? Over here, Sharon. We got two mics. Here I am.
So, ladies Bible study, I think we're doing a great study. I can't remember the author's name, but always it matches up to whatever our needs are. And for myself personally, we just have great conversations. The ladies that in the evening, I'm just so appreciative for it. And my God sightings was, everybody knows I've been struggling at work with my choice of my role. And right when prayer week, which is huge to me, I love prayer week. And so this year, it really fell perfectly in God's plan because I was making a really big decision. And it was my first time praying on Sunday. And then Monday morning, I knew I was going to make my decision at work. So I prayed really hard for God to reveal himself, and I wanted for us to look for God sightings. And so as I'm praying, this big thump hits the window, and I look, it's a bird that hit the window, and he's laying there. It's a little sparrow. So I went out, and the sparrow was just dazed, and I, you know, heard God speak and say, "Don't worry, Sharon, I'll take care of you like this little sparrow." Went to work and made my, applied for a job there that was a step down. It's a really hard decision. And he just kept speaking to me, because those of you who know, I deal with patients, and I'm in a manager role, and I've been so busy that in my old career, I had opportunities to talk to my patients about the Lord, and I haven't had that. I was dry season for being my manager. But that week, he gave me two opportunities as I was scanning patients. It was just incredible. I spoke, like the Holy Spirit just spoke through me, and I prayed with one man and shared the Lord with another, and it just was assuring to me. And this week we studied contentment and learning, because Satan's been just toying with me and playing with me and throwing guilt and you made the wrong decision, but the contentment and just my sisters in Christ encouraging me through that is huge. So
thanks.
Just, I need prayer though, please. Yep. Keep me in prayer.
Over here.
I'm very nervous about this, but, and I hope I don't embarrass my husband, but so the Lord has provided for my family, our family, for years. You know, we have a house that's paid off. We have three children that know the Lord and grandchildren that are growing up in the Lord. And sorry,
okay.
I just want to say, my husband has worked at a job that he didn't really like for 42 years. And he's been there day in and day out providing for his family. And so I just want to say he retired on Friday after 42 years. And I just pray that the Lord gives him rest and me rest him.
Oh, it just started now. You're going to have him with you 24 hours. Yeah. Well, I have to tell you something that Lori and I have been doing. We've been going through a lot of growth in our own personal lives and in different areas, but one of the things that we are learning to do better, because we don't do it well, is we learn to say, "Honey, thank you for, you know, whatever it is. That makes me feel loved." And I want to encourage you to do the same thing for your family, for your family members, for the people you work with, and see the changes that begin, and the closeness that begins, because it's wonderful, and you can just see God working in that. So it's just really simple. It's always communicating, "Thank you for whatever it is that makes me feel loved," and. So thank you for retiring, Tracy. That made Karen feel loved. So, but giving God the glory. Anybody else? Anybody else want to share? Right back here.
There are a lot of things I could thank God for, but relating to what's going on here, I really want to thank God for this lady here, because I know you do too, but... Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I came here, I had just retired and had just lost my wife, and I really didn't know what I was going to do or what God had for me, and I just didn't feel like, you know, I had my grandkids and I was focused on them, but, you know, it's hard to let go and not see what God might have for us, and she encouraged me to be part of the CEF ministry and then the after school club, and you know, I had all these medical health challenges that you all have been praying for the last 6 months, and that's another incredible blessing. And when we started up the Good News Club, first it was delayed, and I found that that was God's plan because, for one thing, I wouldn't have been physically able to be part of it if we had started when we were going to start. And the first time it was a stretch because that was the first time I'd really gone out and done something since all this stuff happened, and other than come to church. And yet God gave me the strength and the ability to do it. And, you know, it's just feeling like I'm part of something again, and something that God can hopefully use and has used already in my grandson's lives. You probably heard the little, when we were having the drama and Zach was passing out the bread, there was this little voice in the back that said, "I'm hungry." That was my grandson, Levi. We had a little talk afterwards, not about that, but what the symbolism was of the bread and the cup. And he remembered last summer when he talked, I think it was to Brian during VBS, and accepted Christ. And that's still with him. He's only four, almost 5 years old. But you know, God's doing amazing things, yeah. And he's using this church, and I'm just blessed to be here.
We're blessed too. Anybody else? Over here.
I wanted to praise the Lord for where the job I do at work. It's nighttime custodian, but I have lots of opportunities to talk to so many different people while I'm there. And the one guy I'm working with, you know, he's really never had people, friends to really talk to. And I tell my wife all the time, I come home and I'm talking about it all the time. So now I'm going to share it here. But he just enjoys the fact that I actually take the time and listen to him. I punch out after work and we stay almost an hour later just talking and praying about things. And he's seen the Lord working in his mom's life, and it's just really encouraging to see that. Our lives are lights in this world, and we have to continually show that light to a hurting and dying world that doesn't have any hope. So I'd like to encourage everybody to do that.
Over here. You don't need to bring up a mic. She's got one.
Yep, I got one. Mine's a little thing, but I just want to encourage Jen, kind of along the lines of Dave. Divorce care has been delayed and delayed, and who knows why, but it's in God's plan. Wednesday, I'm helping Jen, and she had given us jobs, and I was all prepared, and I was so excited, and I was experiencing vertigo or something on Wednesday, and I felt so bad to call her and say, I'm not going to be able to come. And then later, she wound up having to cancel because of the weather. And I got to be honest with you, inside I was going, oh, good, I didn't miss it. And so whenever it starts, we're ready, and it's in his hands. But I'm excited about that.
I know that I had a special, speaking of the weather, I had a guide sighting on Monday. And while I was standing out complaining in the rain, God just drove someone up my way. If you want to see that testimony, I don't want to share it publicly, but if you want to see that testimony, just read the Partners in Prayer. We're kind of winding down our time because I want to get us to communion. Are there any other folks that want to share? Dan? Yeah. Dan? Oh, Tim. I didn't see Tim, but Tim, go first, then Dan.
So I just want to share because I had the privilege of being part of the drama in the cantata. And over the years, I've been part of quite a few dramas and cantatas over the years. And we would practice for weeks and just drum it into ourselves and had a lot of effort and a lot of time. But this time, there wasn't a lot of time allotted. And I'm there, you know, how's this all going to come together? You know, this is really difficult for me. And Zach and Sheila were saying, relax, God's got this. God's going to handle it all. So the week came, and I'm still, you know, I don't feel comfortable because I'm used to being drilled. You know, I'm ready for this. This year I didn't feel ready for it. But God had it, you know, and we're there, and I'm just remembering Zach Sheila's saying, hey, God's got this. So the week came, and it was such a blessing. It was such a joy. I had so much fun. But more than anything, it was a joy knowing that the Lord had it all. And, you know, even all those years when I did all that drilling and all that practicing, he had it all the time. I just never knew how to let go. But I was very thankful that they showed me. You know, he's got it. So just do your best and give it all to him.
Amen.
So that's what I was blessed by. And I
Thanks,
really
Tim.
Appreciated all their effort. It was really a great joy. And I'm thankful for being part of it.
All right. Dan? Dan, you'll be our last guy. No pressure. Can we use his mic right there? Yeah. Just talk towards it.
It's weird. I'm not used to talking into these things. I have a friend who was raised Catholic. Okay.
Take him the mic.
Yeah, that's fine. Forget it. I don't need it. I have a friend who's raised Catholic who I've been able to invite to this church. Three times. Okay, these mics do not like me. This was a while ago, and I was very nervous about doing this. I don't know how much like you guys know about me, but my mom was also raised Catholic, and was, you know, she underwent an amazing change when she was younger, and I was able to spend a lot of time with this friend trying to answer questions for her, but I knew that I could not be as much of a light without other people who had also experienced this. I am so sorry. Like I said, that friend was here a total of three times and experienced the most genuine, heartfelt, real community of Christ believers. This person has never been in a group or a community like that. And somehow, despite everything, like through a long, long stretch of time, that person is now being discipled by people in this family who are able to actually like do more than I ever could or my family ever could or my friends ever could. And part of that, a big part of that, is because of hearing what Pastor had to say, hearing such, meeting such genuine people, and getting to just spend time with all of you, like everybody's been saying, you guys are more of a light than you know. Just being who you are, being so kind and welcoming and just willing to chat, that makes such a big difference to strangers. And I'm so thankful that I can say that that's happening right now. Just the fact that God used not just me, but like this entire church to make such a difference to one person over the course of like months, years now, is amazing. So again, you guys do far more than you know just by being you. So thank you for that.
I'm going to ask Tom to do a little bit of what I consider a God sighting. If you go up to the mic up. I know. Well, but how about I move that so you don't trip over it?
Am I on?
Yeah.
All right. Tim coined the phrase, God's got this. Anybody remember what Tuesday night was? Yeah. Planning Commission meeting. We've been approved.
Yeah! And it's a great thing, too.
So basically, we got waivers. There's a phrase called saldo. What it really means, I don't know. But we got seven or eight waivers of the salvo package, which are all your stupid improvements, sidewalks, curbing, you know, and all those things. But they do make businesses and entities do those type of improvements, which just deplete you of funds for what you really want to do. But we got all of those waivers, so we are going to be in front of the supervisors a week, I think it is, from this Thursday for their approval, and I don't see any problems with that. The problems would have been the Planning Commission if there was somebody who wanted to take it. So that falls into God's got this. That falls into the power of prayer, which we've all been praying that this whole transition of the planning and presenting of plans and through the township. And it's also a God sighting because of just the fact that we can see God at work in what we're doing and the direction that we're going in. And when we first launched this whole, whatever we call it, campaign to build or whatever, the verse that came to me was that sometimes God wants you to step out in faith, then he's going to guide you on where he wants you to go. So we're on that journey, and all these little things, you know, those are all answers to prayer, but they're also God sightings as we go through this.
And I also want to say that this means, if I'm correct, we can start the new kitchen and bathrooms anytime now, right? Amen. So Father, we do praise you. We thank you so much. And as we stand and sing and thank you for the communion time, and we praise you as we prepare our hearts for communion, we just thank you. And as we take communion, Father, let that be that moment where we thank you for not only showing us that God is working in others' lives, but reaffirm that your Holy Spirit is working in us right now, because we just want to give ourselves totally to you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand, and we're going to sing.
Yeah.
elders to join me, and you may be seated. You know, our hearts do love receiving compliments and praise, but when we come to the communion time, I want to remind us of the verse in 2 Corinthians 10, 17 and 18. It says this, nothing, sorry, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And then Galatians 6, 14 says, but he that glorieth, let him glory in this, God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. And I think about the part that says, the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. And that represents this, that old fleshly us, that old lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, that we struggle through, that the enemy uses so often to cast us down and make us feel like we're terrible Christians. The things that we do that we constantly make mistakes in, or the bad habits we constantly roll ourselves back onto because we want comfort in some way. When we come to communion time, we're coming together to remember what Jesus did for us. And what did he do? When we take the bread today, I'd like to remind you that his righteousness is what he gives us. He gives us a righteous stand. He imputed his righteousness unto us. I loved the pastor who used this illustration, and I don't remember which pastor it was, but it's always stuck with me, where it says that Jesus became sin for us. That doesn't mean that he became a sinner. It just means that our sins were transferred to our account. And he always said it like this. He said, by his iniquities, we are healed. And by his, getting the brain freeze. And by his, help me out. Stripes, we are healed. And he hath laid on him. And that's the word that we use for justified. That he hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So it was my sins, my wrong standing. It was all those things that was laid on Jesus, and his righteousness, and God treating us as if we were him. And are we? No. That's why all the glory goes to him. And so as we take our communion this morning, that's what we're going to be doing. And as you are taking time of confession, taking time of lowliness, taking time of just heart-seeking and dealing with the Lord in your heart between you and him. Because this part of the service is all you and God. It really is. It's all you and God and sweet fellowship and talking to each other. And nobody can do that for you. That has to be you and God. And you remember everything that he's done for us. While we're doing the communion, I'm going to ask Jen to play the last slide presentation. And it's going to be the Maundy Thursday. And just to remind us of us before the Lord, and he is the one that takes all the glory. We don't boast in ourselves. So Jesus, when he was in that evening, he took bread, and gentlemen, if you would stand, and he gave it, and he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Go ahead and pass that. Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Take this in remembrance of me." And also, in this moment of remembering his righteousness that was laid on us, I think the second thing as we take the cup I want us to think about is his forgiveness, the extent of his forgiveness. It's all forgiven, not some of it, not only until you make a mistake. All our sins, this still, I cannot wrap my head around this. You mean, Jesus, when you died and shed your precious blood for me, because only your precious blood can take away and cover my sin, that it was every sin past, present, and future? Do you know, a lot of times when I would come to communion, I would be like, well, God, at least forgive my sins up until right now, this point in my life. And I sometimes don't understand how you can still forgive me. But this is the power of the cross. That I don't have to just say up until today, Lord. It's already covered for tomorrow. And the next time that I fail. And the next time, and the next time, and the next time, and the next time. God's grace is beautiful, loved ones. His forgiveness is so gracious and real. Do you know that forgiveness? I mean, do you really know that forgiveness? Don't go through the motions, knowing. But right now, in the quietness of your heart, I want you to tell the Lord something that he needs to hear from you. Would you do that? Would you just bow your heads and do that right now? And when he had took the cup, he passed it along and said, "This cup represents my blood shed for you. Pass out the cup, please." forgiveness is so abundant, so pardoned. We are so pardoned, and we are so loved into his family because he chose us. He gives us a new identity. He calls us his children, and he works mightily in our lives. Father, we thank you for this cup. And as we drink it, help us to remember that all our sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. How sweet it is. We're going to close our service, loved ones, and as we do, we pass around the baskets for our elder offering, which is above our tithe and our giving. And so as we sing this last song together and praise and worship to the Lord, we are going to pass those baskets. And I love what we're going to sing. It's again one of my favorite hymns. And let's stand and sing together as we close our service. Thank you for this time today. We give you praise and glory. Let your praise be seen. let you be magnified. We don't hold a magnifying glass up to ourselves. We hold it up to the cross so that the image of Christ and all that he did for us is seen larger by the world around us. Father, we thank you and we give you the credit for the energy to even be praising and worshiping you today. We love you, Lord. Take our service, take our offerings as needy and weak as we are, and use us this week for your glory so that we can gather back together. Unless you come for us, Lord, which that can happen. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.